Shalom. In Parshat Ekev, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the Pasuk tells us, Kiranai Lechem Hu Elohe Elohim Vadunei Adonim, Ha'el HaGadol HaGibor VaNora, Shelo Yisafanim, V'lo Yikach Shochad. Hashem is the supreme judge. He is so great, he is above what happens to, what might happen to our judges, about showing favor and taking bribes. Hashem doesn't take bribes. Well, obviously, there's no way to give something to Hashem. He's not here for us. So what could this pasuk possibly mean? So the Sforno has a beautiful explanation. It says, Lo yikach shochad, lo yasir klal me onesh ha'aveira, b'shvil zchut mitzvah sh'asa chote. Hashem is not going to lessen your punishment for what you did wrong because you have merit from some other mitzvah. In other words, if you did, even if you gave a lot of tzedakah and you daven and you learn, when you do something wrong that deserves punishment, if you now don't eat kosher or now violate Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but so what? You gave a lot of tzedakah, you're not going to get punished for those things? No, you will get punished for those things. Hashem does not take the schut of the other mitzvah that you did and say, well, therefore I won't punish you for the avirot that you did. The avirot that you did stand alone, separate from the mitzvot that you did. And therefore, it doesn't matter that, meaning it matters, but it doesn't matter in terms of the onesh for this avira. This avira needs to get punished regardless of any quote-unquote shochad you did to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let me bribe you. I'll do mitzvah, other mitzvah. I'll give tzedakah, I'll daven, I'll learn. But at the same time, you're going to steal and you're going to cheat or you're going to, you know, that's in Bein Adam L'Chavero stuff or in Bein Adam L'Makom stuff. You're going to violate Shabbos. So what? You're going to bribe him with that and therefore he's not going to punish you for the other thing? Hashem doesn't take bribes. Lo yikach shochad. Lo yasir klal me'onesh avirah shchon mitzvah. The only way to be mitake in the avera, chol ze yoreh shelo tevdechu im techtehu, yinatzel b'shem zchum min ha'onesh klal, zolati b'tshuva shleima. The only way to make up for the sin that you did, well, either you get punished, or you do tshuva first. You do tshuva, you won't get punished. So tshuva is a way of doing restitution, repairing the damage you did with whatever avera you did. But not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take any kind of bribe via some other mitzvah that you did as a way of pacifying him. You did a mitzvah and you did an avera? Well, great. I'm glad you did the mitzvah, but you still did an avera. So either you have to get punished for the avera or you have to do tshuva for the avera. The only thing to do is to do tshuva for the avera. It doesn't matter in terms of this avera's punishment whether or not you did other mitzvah. The only thing that matters for this avera is whether you did tshuva for this avera. So we have to, yes, we should be doing lots of mitzvot, but we have to remember, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo yikach shochad. The fact that we're good in one area and doing mitzvot in one area doesn't make up if we are making mistakes and sinning in a different area. That sin needs to be rectified by ourselves, regardless of various mitzvot that we have to our credit in another area. That's the lesson the Sforno tells us on this pasuk, that Hashem is lo yisafanim v'lo yikach shochad. Shkach.